by Pfizer.
This hour of the 14th Annual Mitch Albom Say Detroit Radiothon is generously brought to you by the Zatkoff Family Legacy Fund. Call 855-955-GIVE to help. Say Detroit and say something amazing. Now, here's Mitch.
All right, I'm very excited for this part of the 14th Annual Say Detroit Radiothon. Most of what we're doing all day long has been raising money for our existing programs, which now span, you know, 9 separate operations throughout the city. But now we are going to announce a new one. And to help me make this announcement, we have gathered Mayors Deluxe. So sitting to my left is the current mayor of the city of Detroit, Mike Duggan. Say hello to him, everybody. Sitting to his left is the former mayor of the city of Detroit, Dave Bing. On the phone line with us is the future mayor of Detroit, who is on her honeymoon, Mary Sheffield. Hello, Mary.
Hello, good afternoon.
Mayor-elect. Okay. And I'm going to introduce these people. Well, you may know Ike McKinnon, who used to be in charge of our police force, so you better be nice to him, sitting over there. And I'm going to introduce you to these people in a moment, but there is a reason that they are all here and why we are all gathered here. So, Mayor Duggan, who I knew as Mike before I started calling him mayor, urged me a number of years ago to try to do something with the recreation centers in the city of Detroit that had been closed down during our financial hardship years. There were like 55 of them. And Mike came to me and said, you have sports connections, couldn't you do something with one of these? And so Rosie and I began traveling around looking at these different rec centers that unfortunately had all been so destroyed that they were beyond the capability of fixing up. And then we found Lipke Park. And although all the HVAC equipment had been stolen off the roof, which we still don't know how they did that, we were able to salvage that, and it has grown into a jewel of the Say Detroit family, the Say Detroit Say Play Center at Lipke Park, which now sees over 300 kids a day, has programs from STEM robotics to e-gaming to a recording studio, a digital learning center, plus the football field by Matthew Stafford, the basketball court from the Pistons, the baseball field from the Tigers, etc. It has been a huge success. Mayor Duggan is nothing if not dogged. And so, a couple years ago, he came to me and started bugging me about something else. I will let you take the story from there.
Well, what Mitch Albom and Say Detroit have done in the 7 Mile and Van Dyke area is unbelievable. And Mitch is understating it. We had a rec center that was scheduled for demolition, but the neighborhood around it probably had 25-30% vacant homes. It was just going downhill. And what they did, not just the basketball courts, the computer lab, then Matthew Stafford expanding the building. You drive down those streets today and every single one of them is occupied. And in fact, they're having to bus children into the neighborhood to play at the center. It's unbelievable to see young kids coming in. So I was getting near the end of the term. I said, Mitch, you haven't done anything new in a rec center in about a decade. And if there is one center that means something to longtime Detroiters, it's St. Cecilia's. That gym and that school has been sitting vacant for a long time. I said, you want to do something that would mean something to the basketball tradition of the city, the neighborhood tradition of the city. Nobody's been able to figure out how to save it. And I know Earl Curtin had worked on it for quite a while. And I'm really pleased here today, Mitch, to say you took up the challenge.
Well, Mike is dogged, like I said. And so we are here to announce that our newest endeavor with Say Detroit is that we are going to replicate what we have done at the Say Play Center on the east side, on the west side, by taking over all 8 acres around St. Cecilia's and revitalizing that wonderful gym and center and school building. And we're going to turn it into an absolute gem. And you can see on these renderings, if you're watching at home, we're going to have a STEM and digital innovation labs there. We're going to have 25 rooms for academic success, that we can focus on our learning. We're going to have a football field that's never been there before, right in the middle. The gym itself is going to that, and that is a famous gym. When you say St. Cecilia's, if you touch the basketball in Detroit ever, you know what St. Cecilia's is. It goes back from working backwards from current stars to Chris Webber and Jalen Rose, and all the way back to a young man named Dave Bing, who developed a nice jump shot in St. Cecilia's and later became our mayor after a fantastic NBA career. And we wanted Dave to be here because he has, along with so many other people, been pushing to get St. Cecilia's back to some former glory. We're going to take it to even beyond that glory. What do you have to say about that, Dave?
Well, I am excited and pleased to no end, because I think I was the first professional basketball player to play at St. Cecilia. I go back and I remember my second year in the NBA. I was a holdout. I didn't sign my contract, and I got fined $500 a day for not coming to training camp. It wound up to be about a $5,000 fine, and Sam Washington, who ran St. Cecilia Gymnasium, came and asked me, "What are you going to do with that fine?" I said, I don't have any control over that. He says, "It's $5,000. I need a scoreboard. Can you get the Pistons to put the $5,000 into St. Cecilia so we can put up a scoreboard?" It happened. The rest is history.
That's the best use of a fine I've ever heard. Well, I'm happy that we're going to help continue your legacy there. And Mayor-elect Sheffield, who's on the phone with us, we're giving you a little bit of good news before you even get sworn in.
I am so excited. I want to thank Mayor Duggan for his foresight, his advocacy to bring you on board to do this. These are the partnerships that I believe are extremely important. I have to say my husband finally can say that. He grew up playing in St. Cecilia, so it's very near and dear to the community. And throughout the entire campaign, I actually talked about the need for programming a lot of these sites in our neighborhood for wraparound services and after-school programming. So this is near and dear to my heart, and I'm definitely looking forward to working with you all to make sure it's a success for our neighborhoods and our city.
Well, we're going to look forward to working with you, too, because I know we spent a lot of time with Mayor Duggan getting all the things through to get all the paperwork and all the permits and the neighborhood and all that. So we'll be looking forward to working with you, Mayor-elect Sheffield. I know you're on your honeymoon, so I don't want to hold you any longer. I just wanted to but I love the fact that you say, "I can now say my husband played there," because a week ago we would have been your fiancé, and now
exactly.
It's your husband. Yeah.
But he as a former basketball player, he just lit up when he heard about St. Cecilia and his times playing there. And anything that deals with after-school programming and out-of-school time, I'm going to always be present because it's so critical and so important, and it's definitely a passion of mine as the next mayor of the city of Detroit.
Well,
so
we have that
thank
on,
you for
we have
all
that,
on that you're
tape.
Doing.
We have yep. that on tape. Yep. We're recording the whole thing. So
yes,
I may be
yes.
in your office playing that tape every now and then.
And Mitch, yep. the new mayor has a sister-in-law who's a WNBA player. You're going to have a whole team.
Okay. All right. We're looking forward to that. Well, we'll let you get back to your honeymoon, but thank
right.
you for
thank
joining
you so
us.
Much.
All right. Mayor-elect Sheffield,
well. Thank
let's
you.
Thank her for joining us. And I told you I would introduce you to the people to my right. Judith Pickup is Earl Curitan's widow. Earl, of course, we lost not too long ago, was a jewel of our city. And Sari is Earl and Judith's daughter. And we're so happy to have you here, because I know getting St. Cecilia's back to some kind of, you know, public usage and glory, not being, you know, kind of left behind, was a big cause for Earl, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Share that with us.
Yeah. I mean, my dad loved Detroit, and I think that's reflected in his love for St. Cecilia. The city offered him so much just as an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to become the person he became, which was someone who loved and took care of his community. So reopening St. Cecilia and the plans that Save Detroit has for it, I think will be an amazing thing to build up the stars of the future, which has always been the goal of the gym.
Judith, would you be kind enough to come to when we have the grand opening and everything
absolutely.
Like that and participate
absolutely.
With us? Because, you know, Earl was big over at Lipke also. So, I don't know, Earl Cureton's following us around from rec center to rec center over here. Ike McKinnon, tell us about your connection with St. Cecilia.
Well, St. Cecilia for me started in 1967 during the riot. In fact, so many police officers would go there and bivouac is the term that we used. And Sam Washington, he fed us. After that, you know, we played. All of us want to be players. And I can say that I played on Dave Bing's team. I played on his team. I didn't say I could play, you know. But anyway, at one point a few years ago, Earl Cureton called me. He said, Ike, he said, listen, there's some problems. There are things that we have to do for St. Cecilia because it's dying. I said, Earl, we're going to do our best. We went to the mayor.
This mayor.
This mayor, yes, okay. The first mayor. And we talked with him, and he gave his approval. And then with Dave, who, of course, I've known for years, and they both were behind this. And so we started pushing and pushing, and we got other NBA players involved. But primarily, this mayor and Mayor Bing were the ones who said, this is what we have to do to make a difference, to help so many young people. And so I'm glad that we have the new mayor on, too, who can continue that, because there's so many things we want to do to make a difference with these young people in our city.
Well, to that end, Rick Kelly, our executive director, who sat back down with us, why don't you just quickly list off what our plans are for St. Cecilia's? Because what I'm telling you here now, I know you hear St. Cecilia's and you think, oh, basketball court. Oh, that's nice. They're going to fix up a... No, that's not what we're in the business of. Basketball is part of what it's going to be, but it's just a part. Share with us what all the rest of it's going to be.
Absolutely. Well, we've had so much success with our center on the east side, the St. Detroit Play Center, and people kept coming to us the last few years saying, you need to do this again. You need to replicate this around the city. And again, thanks to Mayor Duggan for giving us the idea. But we plan to do after-school educational activities just like we do on the east side. There's a beautiful two-story schoolhouse there that is absolutely gorgeous. We plan to renovate it back to its glory. We plan to renovate St. Cecilia's gym back to its glory. And not only that, we have big plans to add an addition to it that will really help us to tell the history of what happened there, the importance that it played in the community, and getting the kids back into the gym is what it's all
There'll
about.
There'll be a little museum in the gymnasium of all the great names that have played there. And I'm hoping, former Mayor Bing, that you may hit up some of those former people for some donations help us renovate that gym.
Those guys making a lot of money.
That's right. But it's not how much money they make. It's who has their phone number. That's what matters.
Mitch, let me say this. Earl Cureton, told the story. He lived on the east side. Mack and Bewick. He would take two buses to come there and play. And most of those kids did exactly that. They wanted to come to St. Cecilia. That was the place. That was the home for so many young people in the city.
Yeah, and we're going to honor that tradition, and I'm hoping that many of them will contribute. This is something, we're making this announcement, I'm hoping that people are listening around the city, if you would like to be partners with us in any of the elements, we're going to have an academic success week with tutoring and homework labs, literacy and numeracy, skill building rooms, and small group intervention and mentor spaces. We're going to have STEM and digital innovation labs, robotics, computer labs, digital media, creative technology. We're going to have an arts, music, and cultural development thing. So we'll have performing arts practice rooms, music and the like, music production and recording studio. We have one over at the East Side location. We're going to mimic it right on the other one. Space for youth-led showcases, open mic nights, things like that. Of course, all the athletics, a full gym, as we've mentioned, for basketball, a football field, fitness, wellness, and injury prevention workshops, recreation for students seeking safe and healthy alternatives to neighborhood risk factors, workforce and leadership and life skills centers, a college and career navigation center, family empowerment hubs, and community and multi-use spaces. All that is going to be in this whole big 8-acre plot, including parking lots and things like that. So we are looking for partners to join us on this. This is going to be a big undertaking. But we already have some financing in place. We wouldn't have announced it if we hadn't. But we're looking for more. So I'm hoping all of you can help. And Mayor Duggan, you've got a pretty good Rolodex. and leave that Rolodex on your desk when you go to the governor's office.
I'm with you. But for anybody thinking about a basketball court, when I saw what you did at Lipke, the kids would come over after school and play basketball. You had a program where they had to do their homework in the computer lab before
first,
they could go up and play in the gym. And that became a culture of your center, valuing the education
still is.
And the athletics.
Still is. And that'll be the same rules at the new St. Cecilia. We're going to call it the Safe Place Center at St. Cecilia's. And it'll be the same rules. You come there, first you get a meal right after school. And then it's an hour and a half of working on academics. And then you can pick up the basketball. You can go to the robotics lab. You can do any of the other things that are there. And we'll have that same philosophy as well. So, Judith and Sari, I am so glad that you were here. And I hope that you will come when we have the grand opening. An honor, and we'll have a place for Earl. You wanted to say something?
Rick, yeah, I just wanted to say, again, without Earl's vision, this is really what brought this to life today.
Right.
And we look forward to working with you on every step of this. This is an all-star cast up here, and they all play a huge part in making this come together. We're really humbled as Say Detroit to even be a small part of this and to help it bring it back
we
to
We are.
So
and thanks to the triple mayor push that helped get this done. We're all in this together, and Mayor Duggan, we are going to miss you here in Say Detroit. I do hope that if you're sitting in the governor's office, well, next year at this time, you'll be determined one way or the other. You'll either be governor-elect or you'll be looking for a job. And if you're looking for a job, we've got an opening at Say Detroit. If you
there you go. One way or another, I'll be here with you next year.
So please do. Thank everybody here, Mayor Duggan and Dave Bing and Ike McKinnon and the Curitans and everybody else. We'll continue here. 855-955-GIVE, 855-955-4483 to help us get this project started. If you want to help us bring St. Cecilia's and bring the whole philosophy of what we did on the east side to the west side, make a donation now. 855-955-GIVE, 855-955-4483 or MitchAlbumRadiothon.com on the web. Back with much more, including Jane Pauley, Dan Campbell, Lomas Brown, John Sally, coming up in the next hour.
WJR's Michigan Voices with Marie Osborne is your